You're listening to SBS News. Australians are being told not to travel overseas, to put an end to their panic buying, limit their visits to aged care homes, and keep their children in school. They're the latest recommendations as the country tries to deal with the many challenges the coronavirus pandemic presents. There's consensus the most effective way of stopping the spread of COVID-19, given there's no vaccine yet and limited treatment options, is through social distancing. The latest advice bans non-essential indoor gatherings of 100 people or more, while for the outdoors it remains at 500 people. Where possible, Australians are being encouraged to keep 1.5 metres away from others. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, stresses the importance of maintaining a healthy distance.
Social distancing is really important to prevent, delay, transmission in the community of this virus over coming months. But be clear, a short-term 2 to 4 week shutdown of society is not recommended by any of our experts. It does not achieve anything.
Hobart-based anaesthetist Dr. Daniel Jolly says that's inconsistent advice. Dr. Jolly is one of several thousand doctors who are signatories to a letter sent to Scott Morrison this week. The doctors fear that without strict shutdowns, allied with social distancing, Australia could have 10,000 coronavirus cases by early April. Dr. Jolly says such measures would give Australia's hospitals the precious time he says they need to prepare for the inevitable influx of COVID-19 patients.
Having a shutdown helping to dramatically curtail the spread of this no doubt deadly disease in the community gives every hospital in the country a chance to prepare. It allows us to make sure that we've got enough personal protective equipment, that we have enough empty beds, that we have enough ICU beds, that we have enough ventilators available in these hospitals so that we can save as many Australians as possible.
For now, the Commonwealth and the states don't see a need to close schools. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says doing so would have a devastating impact on the country, on the economy, and on the ability of the health service to cope with the crisis. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says the calls to close schools for a couple of weeks are absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, what's the point of closing for 2 weeks? What happens at the end of those 2 weeks? These restrictions that we're looking at putting in place now are not in for 1 or 2 weeks. They're not in for 1 or 2 months. The expectation now is that these will remain in place for 6 months or more.
Anaesthetist Daniel Jolly has already taken his children out of school well before the Easter holidays.
I think you could also argue that the level of disruption from school closures is probably going to be far, far smaller than literally thousands in our community dying because they can't get medical care. And that's really what this comes down to. There's this hesitancy, this reluctance to overreact. Now, we might overreact. In 6 weeks' time, I would love nothing more than everybody laughing at me because I look like I was panicking. But this is deadly serious. If we are correct, the consequences is going to be a disaster, an order of magnitude greater than any sort of disruption that we might cause ourselves by having school closures or more enforced social distancing.
With people aged over 80 considered most at risk of dying from a coronavirus-related death, aged care homes have been ordered to limit visits. Scott Morrison says family members, close friends, professional service or advocacy workers will be limited to a short duration visit.
Visits should be conducted in a resident's room, outdoors or in a specific area designated by the facility rather than communal areas where the risk of transmission to other residents is greater. There should be no large group visits or gatherings, including social activities or entertainment to be permitted at this time.
Dr. Jolly says what's been occurring in Italy is devastating and Australia must be better prepared.
Literally in Italy, there are situations where you can be a 60-year-old man without any medical problems, but with COVID pneumonia and there are not enough beds that all you get now, you don't even get a phone call from the intensivist being answered. You have another doctor put you in a corner with some oxygen and give you a few kind words because there is not an ICU ventilator for you. And that's because their health system is overwhelmed. And we will head towards the same thing if we don't prepare for this.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.